Sarah.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Yay. I'm Vicky B.
Yo, yo.
And we got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
First things first, if you would like to get a hold of us, Facebook is The Broad Dash Cast, Twitter and Instagram at The Broadcast 999, call or text at 253-778-6029, and email thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo!
Woo! It is Friday.
Thank baby Jesus.
Dude, I know. I think we had Monday off, right?
And we had Friday off. So this
of last week.
Yeah. So we didn't broadcast because you were.
I was on at Lopez Island.
Lopez Island.
It was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yeah. We went to Friday Harbor, got to hang out with girls, and we were in our onesies.
Nobody facials, really. Nails did.
I got my hair did. Got my hair trimmed up. It was
nice.
Cute.
Nice. Self-service sucks, right? Sucked.
Oh my God.
Was that great for you though?
So, like, I mean, it was awesome, but like we did a lot of like online stuff in the house we were staying at.
Yeah.
But then when we were out, it was kind of fun because when the girl picked me up from the ferry, because I was the last one to arrive, Amanda, she's like, we got to go find the grocery store because we got to go pick up some milk and eggs. Okay. Where's the grocery store? We both look at our phones. No service. She got like barely any service.
And then the maps or anything didn't work.
Right. And then she could pull up her map, but it wasn't letting her put in an address or look for anything. It just showed you the map of the general area.
So it's like useless.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can kind of see what the streets look like. So we're driving around and we get like this fork in the road. We're like, let's take a left. And we go all the way around the island, which honestly isn't that big.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure it out. And then we finally get back around and turn the loop. And we realize that if we would have taken a right, it would have taken us
right there,
like 3 minutes, as opposed to 15 or 10.
So the intuition was not that helpful.
No, well, because the sign said store, and we thought it was pointing in that area.
Yeah,
we just had a guess. But then for the rest of the trip, I knew how to get around the island because we got lost.
Yeah, right.
Like, where are we going? Take a right. No, trust me, take a right.
You became like the maps,
right? Because like, yeah, once you get off, like on the ferry, there's no more Wi-Fi because it just was costing too much money and it wasn't worth it on the ferry system in that area. I looked it up. I'm like, does this ferry have Wi-Fi?
Oh.
But yeah, it was really, really sucky cell service, but it was fine. It was fun.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be good for you and like a girl's trip to just kind of like detach from the outside world. And
it just sucks because like everyone's a night owl. I feel like everyone our age is a night owl naturally.
Yeah. Are you not naturally?
I'm not because of the radio station.
Oh, see, I still so am. Like, not Monday or Sunday through Thursday or whatever, but like tonight, like, I'll be awake till like at least midnight probably.
See, I need to sleep. I need a good nap in the middle in order to be awake that long.
Oh, so you were like 9 o'clock, like, trying to pass out, and everyone was like, no, Vicky!
Well, everyone was kind of doing their thing, and at one point I realized I couldn't focus because we were trying to like make some stuff. I was like, nope. I went upstairs and just sat on the bed for a minute, and I passed out for like 4 hours.
What?
It was like 11, and because I was sharing a bed with somebody, and she doesn't really sleep. She's very much a no owl. Like, she's not.
Yeah, either.
She's not either. She sleeps very little in general. She's one of those people that can thrive on like 2-3 hours of sleep a night.
Good for her.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. It's kind of fascinating to watch. So she like woke me up because she was gonna sit in bed and do some work and stuff on her computer. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I passed out. She's like, you were tired. It's totally okay. So like every morning I'd wake up super early because I was still doing stuff for the show.
And then no one would be up.
And nobody would be up. So I'd be awake for like 5-6 hours until somebody woke up and just doing work. And I'm like, well, I'll just get a bunch of stuff taken care of. And then they'll wake up and
you'll need a nap.
Right. I wish I would have taken a nap because I kept going to sleep early.
Vicky, you are officially an old lady.
Yeah. Well, when you wake up at 5 in the morning...
I know, but on a vacation day, on a weekend is just like.
To be fair, it was during the week.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true. But like, I don't know. I mean, waking up early for me, like, I'd probably still be sleeping right now if we didn't have this job. I would totally still be sleeping.
Like, I naturally wake up around 6 to use the bathroom. Like, if I on the weekend, I will wake up. Like, even if I don't want to get out of my bed, it's nice and toasty. You don't want to lose the tired feeling.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't want to get up because then I'll lose my sleepy.
But my bladder.
And so I run up, go do my thing, come back. And then I can probably stay in bed till like 10.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get up.
Oh, I could stay to bed till like 12 at least.
Yeah.
So I love that I can still do that.
People always ask us, it's like, does it get any easier? You've been doing this for so long.
No,
it does not.
It doesn't. Uh-uh. I don't know. Some days are harder than others because some days I seriously am like, I don't know, like, how people do this. I'm like, I'm one of them, but I still don't know how.
Right? Like, I think there's some tricks where, like, if you're going to be going to a different country or whatever, so you're not so jet lagged, you can start training your body to that hour. So you start going, eating your meals at a certain time of day.
Yeah.
To kind of match what the hours will be like later. And I know you can probably do that. You're like, hey, I'm going to start going to, you know, bed early so I can wake up early. You can just adjust your whole life. So, like, for example, breakfast might be at 3 a.m. and dinner might be at, you know, 4 p.m. kind of a thing, or like 5 p.m. as opposed to 7 or 8. So it's just kind of like shifting everything. You can maybe do that, but the weekends screw us up though.
Totally. And I feel like life with other people who don't have that schedule screws it up.
Right. Because you want to spend time with them, and it's,
you still want kind of a social life. Like, right.
It's like, but sometimes it's just easier to just sleep.
Hell yeah.
But this weekend, any big plans?
This weekend, no, I'm legit gonna sleep. Like, I had a really chill, relaxing weekend last weekend, mm-hmm. Besides working at my other job, but like, I did almost nothing, and it really was amazing. And I
felt, didn't do anything for
so
the Super Bowl,
good.
Or did you work?
No, I just worked, and we should never be open. The restaurant I work for never be open on a Super Bowl because it's the deadest day every year.
Right.
So, and it was super dead. So it was just a really chill, relaxing.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I'm gonna do the exact same thing this weekend.
That does sound really good.
Legit.
Now, who's the old lady?
A plan is to do nothing. Like,
just catch up on shows.
Yeah, like get in my pajama, like sweatpants. Just, I don't know. Eat, right. Drink, who knows?
I know. I think, well, tonight, I don't have any plans, but I have, like, a birthday present for a friend for the last couple weeks, and I haven't been able to, like, meet up with him.
So you're going
to
go?
Yeah, well, like, just go meet up with him. I want to give you your birthday present.
Yeah.
And his Christmas present finally, one of his Christmas presents finally showed up.
Y'all need to see each other more.
Well, no, the Christmas gift I bought in November, it was a pre-order, and it was from Rick and Morty. It was the Pickle Rick Funko.
Oh, cute.
And it was supposed to get here January 15th, and something happened, and I didn't get it until this last week.
Well, so I'm like, cool. He'll get like hella presents.
Oh yeah, I'm like, all the presents. So I might go see him tonight, or I think he might be doing something. He's actually a wrestler at the 321.
Oh, is he performing tonight?
I don't know. I might be this week or next week. I don't
remember.
Do they
say performing? Was that like
they'll be competing?
Yeah, what's the proper term?
They'll be
term?
Matching up? I don't
I feel
know.
Like performing is a little insulting to them.
I mean, they got to put on a good show beforehand.
Yeah, so maybe I can say performing.
I don't know. Correct us, please. Text us.
Yeah, sorry if we offended.
But tomorrow, I really wanted to just do some arts and crafts. Like, I've told you about my Buy Nothing group, right? Or what,
is
a Buy Nothing
free
group?
One?
Yeah, where you just like, hey, I have this stuff I don't want, like clothing or food. It's like, anybody want it? Come by my house. Just,
yeah.
You know, it's a neighborhood thing. So I put out a request. Hey, does anybody have any picture frames they don't want? And so a bunch of people got back to me, so I'm going to go pick up some picture frames. I picked up some yesterday, and I picked some up today. Or I'm going to pick up some today, later tonight. And they're all going to be, I'm cutting up old comic books that have been ruined, that have like been ripped up or like, kind of got like
water on them or something.
Yeah, I have some that have water damage. So I've been cutting them up, and I've done like really cool collages before on like canvas.
Oh.
So I'm going to, what I did recently is I had some picture frames someone gave me, and I put them over the picture frames.
That's dope.
It looks so cool.
What are you going to do with them though?
Some I'm going to, I need to go, well, she's not listening. So I'm going to be making for somebody's gift that I'm real bad at gifts. Apparently.
Was this like last year? You
October.
Oh, okay.
I'm making somebody some frames, but I'm going to go buy some like horror comics, like at like a thrift store or something. Like kind of action-y. They love horror themed stuff.
Is this your friend's wedding?
Yeah.
You didn't give her a wedding gift?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what to get her. And
wow. Literally like a gift card.
Oh, no. What I was going to, this is what happened. I was going to like do one of those things where you can get them something for their honeymoon.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot, like, until they went on their honeymoon. I was like, crap. And I went in and I couldn't do it anymore. So I was like, crap. That's
Girl,
what
that
happened.
Is so bad. That is so bad.
You know, you think I'd feel bad.
But you don't.
I really don't.
I was like, a wedding, like, okay, a birthday gift. Okay, that's late. That's fine. Even a Christmas gift. My brother gave it to me like a month later. I was like, okay, whatever. But a wedding gift?
They're still married. It still counts. It's fine.
Okay.
I went to the freaking island for that wedding, man. Like, it's, I did a lot of stuff for that.
That's true.
I didn't do everything I could, but I did a lot of stuff.
You didn't even get a gift, so.
I'm like, eh. But I'm like, I'm making it, and like, I'll probably throw
and
in like.
It's free, isn't it?
I'll probably throw in, I gotta go pay for the comics, the new ones I need to get.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Not the damaged ones.
I'll probably get her like a gift card to like a place they go to dinner or something.
You should, like, are they going to have kids? Do you know?
I don't know how soon, that but at some point.
That would be funny, because you should be like, hey, I missed the wedding gift, but here's a super early, like, baby shower gift.
I think, unless it has to be something real cool for her to be like, okay, yes, this is okay. But if I just buy her, like, a baby onesie, she might not be happy
with
me.
Yeah, but, like, a baby onesie with, like, blood on it or
right,
something.
That actually be kind of cool. Yeah, like, right. A zombie onesie.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
But, yeah, I figure a gift card and some picture frames so they can put their wedding pictures. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, like in the comic book mm-hmm. frames.
Yeah, and I can maybe get some, if I can find some Star Wars comics, I might do that too, because he's a huge Star Wars nerd.
That'd be dope.
It's perfect.
Would have been perfect like 4 months ago.
Oh, to be fair, she messaged me the other day, and this is what reminded me. She's like, hey, what's your new address again? And I'm like, why? She's like, oh, I got to send you something. I'm like, ah, crap.
So thank you for coming to my wedding and not the gift.
And then I wrote back. I'm like, well, you don't have to send it. We'll just see each other. And I can finally give you your wedding gift I forgot to bring.
Dot, dot, dot. It'd be so funny. She was like, thanks for coming to my wedding. But what about that gift, girl?
I was the gift.
Yeah, right.
My present was my present. But yeah, I'm going to be doing that with my buddy. And then at night, depending on where we do it at, I was thinking like at my house, because I've been wanting to go to Snohomish. Snohomish, you've ever been? Oh, yeah, you have a couple times.
My therapist lives there.
So there is like a really cute.
My therapist that I don't see anymore.
The one that you bitched out.
The one that I said she was a C word and I wanted to light her face on fire. Or punch her. It was either one.
I think you wanted to set her on fire, didn't you?
I think so. And then punch her in the face. And then I called her the C word. Yeah. Something like that.
She said, I want to set your pubes on fire.
Ew!
It's so funny.
What?
See, I like saying stuff like that because people aren't expecting it. They're expecting an insult. And then they say, like, wait, did you just?
Like, yeah. What? I don't think she was expecting me to like call her a C word and like tell her I'm like picturing her face on fire, but
that's fair.
Who knows? She does see my dad sometimes, so
but Snohomish is actually a really cool area.
It's super cute
when you don't go visit your
super cute town.
Therapist.
Yeah.
There's a lot of breweries, and the time that I've not been living there, there's been a lot of breweries that popped up. So if you like beer, they have a pretty awesome beer scene from what I hear.
That's what I'm doing wrong. I should have just gone and had beer there.
Right. Well, we should go. There's this one called like Piccadilly Circus, and it's a Piccadilly Circus is a place in London, and I've gone to go there. There's like a lot of shops and stuff and other stuff going on, but it's a like British bar, and they have British beer and they have karaoke. I went there once. It's just super cool.
How far away are you from Snohomish?
From my house?
Yeah.
Like 5-10 minutes.
Oh, it's like right there.
Like I'm on that border of Lake Stevens and Snohomish. Like the kids behind me, like where my house is growing up, but the houses behind me were all Snohomish School District.
Oh,
so wow. I was on that weird cutoff.
Yeah. Damn.
So like I was almost a Snohomish, you know, high school kid.
So yeah. You guys are going to frame make and brewery hop?
Yeah. I'm thinking like, let's go and invite a few other people. Go do like arts and crafts. Go. There's this place. It's called like the Snohomish Pie Company or the Pie Company. And I could be wrong. I could try to do some Googling right now. But when I used to go back in high school, like my ex and I, like my high school boyfriend and I would go, or even the guy after him, we would go and get a slice of pie, a cup of soup, and a half a sandwich for like $8. And their pie is so bomb.
It's probably a good like $12 now.
Yeah, like probably. That makes a lot more sense. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find it. But we're actually going to be doing something today.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want to tell people while I try to find this?
Well, thing? You know what's coming up, everyone. And if you don't know, gentlemen, you should figure it out. Wednesday is Valentine's Day.
Any plans, Sarah?
I call it Love Day. I've always loved Love Day, whether I'm single or in a relationship or doing a lot of dudes or whatever. I don't know. I've always loved it. I think it's a celebration of love, whether you're like it's your significant other or just like I love Vicky or like, you know, it's just like love. But
actually, in Spanish, it's called El Día del Amor y la Amistad.
Wait, say that one more time.
El Día del Amor y la Amistad.
Woo-hoo! What does that mean?
The Day of Love and Friendship.
See? Thank you.
There you go.
You.
That's why when you're saying that, I'm like, oh, I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's how I've like always, I mean, forever, always seen. Like, my dad always gets me like a little something. Like, mm-hmm. I had one time my really good friend like take me out to dinner, like nothing sexual at all. So, I don't know. I don't know. I just love it. But this year I do have a boyfriend. So I'm really, I mean, both of our birthdays were the end of last year. Christmas was our anniversary is next month. So I'm like, I do not want any gifts. I don't want to have to give you a gift. you know, maybe some flowers or like a $5 thing of chocolate or something, but that's it. So we're not doing any of that. And I told him, like, you promised me you're not going to get, because I'm not getting you jackass, and I don't want you to get me anything either, right? So nothing. And if he does, I'll kill him.
What if you do a rule where you buy, you get something, but you don't pay for it? Like, it's not something you can, like, well, it's like an experience, like, or something. Because aren't we kind of doing something, or is that for Valentine's Day? Or for his anniversary?
That's for our anniversary, which is March. That's why March already, like, I mean, we already got gifts for each other for our birthday, for Christmas. We're going to get something or do something next month for our 1 year. So
you might as well just combine the two, right?
Yeah, on Valentine's Day, I'm just like, I love, but we're going to go to dinner. So that's going to be like, that's what I want to do. See, I want to go to dinner, maybe like a, not like a nice dinner, but like maybe get like a bottle of wine and like,
would you want to do like takeout
or carbs?
Are you going to do like a takeout thing, or are you going
to? I'm a cheap ass, so I really kind of want to go to happy hour.
That's cool.
And you can't normally like take that out. So and I just want to spend it with him, you know?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't need a gift. I don't need all the material stuff. But then next month is our 1 year. And so he really wants something for his 1 year.
What does he want?
He wants to travel to my backyard.
I was talking about the pictures, but all right.
Well, that's part of the pictures. That's the whole reason.
So he wants to do something you guys haven't done before.
We haven't done. I've done it before. He's done it before with other people, blah, blah, blah. I have only done it with people that I've been in a relationship with and stuff. So I haven't done it in a really long time. So I've been like super apprehensive about it. And he keeps like kind of hinting at it and this, that, and the other. And I was like, oh my gosh, this would be the perfect 1 year gift.
Put a big bow on it.
Yeah. Well, and so,
oh my God, we need to do that.
We should. Well, okay. So I was like, how do I present this in a fun way? Because I just don't want to write on a card, hey,
guess what? We're doing this.
We're doing what you wanted to do. In my backside, you know what I mean? So I asked Vicky, who is a great photographer.
Well, thank you. You're giving me a lot more credit than, you know.
If she would take pictures of my backside.
Yeah, do some cute, sexy boudoir photos, which I've done before. I've taken pictures of girls in a state of undress before. Like three. You'll be my fourth.
Yeah, so, but like I'm still having a hard time.
Giggity.
A hard time thinking about how I even want to present, because I was thinking if we take a lot and I want and I like them, I'll just put them in like a book or like something, but then I need one that like he'll open and that'll be like my butt, and like hopefully he'll get it, and if he doesn't deserve
like
my butt,
like almost like a swimsuit model, kind of like your backside, or is it gonna be like thong? What do you
I think
open?
It's definitely gonna be thong, because I don't want like I don't want my whole grill all up in there. That's too much.
Because I had a friend, the first boudoir photo shoot I ever did for somebody, it started off with her now husband. He's a huge Cougs fan. He went to the school. She didn't go to that college. So I mean, but she like put like loved the Cougs because he loved them, right?
Yeah.
So he had this chick on his phone on the background, which was like a hot chick in a Cougs bikini bottom, like, and so you just saw her butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she told me, I want a picture. I bought myself a Cougs bikini, and I want my butt to be on his phone.
Hell yeah.
And so we came up with some real sexy pictures, and it was so awesome because like as like the art, like artistic one or the person behind the lens, you're trying to, the one thing that we're going to learn about when like working together in that sense is sometimes the person's idea of what they want to look like or what looks good or sexy is going to be very different in like how it translates to a photo.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had pictures like that. I'm like, that would be so cute. And then it's like, oh God, that's right? Not cute at all.
Well, like she wanted to be sexy. So people immediately think sexy. They think like stripper heels. So she brought some stripper heels and wanted to take pictures. But we were at a friend's house and they lived right on the water.
Mm.
So we went into the backyard and we took some in the garden and we took some by the water and by like over on the little pier thing. And I'm just like, you cannot wear stripper heels and like have such a really beautiful nature type
background. Yeah, it's like out of place.
Yeah. So I went and got like, I had a leather jacket in my car and I had some black heels for whatever reason. I never wear
ooh,
heels.
Ooh, Vicky. Why?
I was prepared.
Like, ooh, leather.
Because my car is like basically just a drunk
closet.
Yeah, my closet. And I'm like, just try these on. Like, trust me, put the leather jacket on, put the heels on. And with the swimsuit on, it was just super sexy. Like sexy in kind of like an edgy way. She was trying to look edgy because the present she got him was she bought him the rifle he's been wanting.
Oh, damn. So she got a pictures and a rifle?
Right. So she wanted to take some pictures with the rifle, too.
Oh, that's hot.
So I'm like, it's going to look real trashy in stripper heels and the rifle. But if you're wearing a leather jacket, you almost look like you're an action star.
That's pretty cool.
So her pictures turned out bomb as hell.
See, I want mine to be a little trashy, but I'm a little trashy.
But I want to do what you want, but I'm like, I want to mix and match. Like, let's do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I definitely want one on the bed. Or when I mean one, I mean a few.
Well, yeah.
I feel like that would be, because I feel like if he has like a album or like a book or whatever of a lot of them, and then there's like that one that either, like I was telling you earlier, like maybe put on a shirt or something, and that's like, or the one that he like opens and it's like, okay, I understand that I'm going to get your for our 1 year. Wow, I'm so like not classy at all. Like,
I don't know if I'm going to allow that one to fly.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to get your...
That's 20. You're just
Yeah. So if anyone has a good idea, I can display all these.
I think we should do a lot of like trashy but still looking kind of cool pictures. But for that one picture that's going to be in the card, his Valentine's or his 1 year anniversary card, it should just be, you know, I'm not going to say it, but it's just I just kind of doing it with my face.
Just
like spread out. Hey.
I know, but I need that like one article, little, even if it's just a little article of clothing there.
Or you can always just make a little sign, like one of those cute little, like, you know how you see on like the Pinterest ones, like they make those stupid little signs and it's like, ooh, baby's coming, or ooh, she said yes.
Yeah.
Like, make a little sign that's...
and just put it over it?
Over it, or like a sticker kind of like, or something.
So then
with an arrow pointing, it's like, guess what's coming?
Here you go.
On
with a winky face emoji.
Whenever you're...
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm slowly regretting this idea.
This is going to be fantastic. We're never going to be as close as we are after this.
Oh, I know. Oh, I should like make sure. We need to set a date so I can make sure it's looking like up to standards.
Right.
Up to like... I'm not getting it bleached, though.
No,
I don't understand.
We're not
going to
actually take a picture of that. I mean, I was kidding, okay? I mean, I'm like,
if the photographer says so, okay.
That was me being an a-hole, okay? No pun intended.
Yeah, I still think I need that little article of like something, so then it's like not full.
No, there's a lot of really sexy, if you go to Pinterest or whatever, just like boudoir, like butt photos.
Yeah, no, and you show me some cute, like when you're sitting on your heels, or like, it doesn't always have to be like.
There's one I did of a friend where she's laying on, it's kind of uncomfortable. You have to be pretty flexible, which I think you'll be able to do. It's you're laying on your stomach and then you're wearing a thong, but then you're wearing heels. So when your legs come up, the heel catches the thong. So it looks like the heels are pulling the thong. I think that is super sexy.
Just thinking of that sounds really sexy.
See if I can find it. I know I have it somewhere.
I just don't know how to like one. Yeah. But then if there's a lot that I want to give him, which obviously like, you know, my friend who's a dude made a good point, like they're not going to be displayed, like you don't want to frame, like where is he going to put it? He's not going to put it in his kitchen with his roommates, you know what I mean?
You gotta do like get it some wallet size.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Like, for at least a couple of them, just do a wallet size.
Oh,
one.
That'd be smart. And I assumed he would just probably take pictures of them with his phone, so then, because his phone's always on him,
and I can always give him
the CD or whatever.
Yeah, I can get him like a flash drive or a CD burnt of all of them.
So, but I think it'd be cute to still like place them, so then for his, when I'm not there to help him out, and he can go to the pictures and have fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just like, weird also thinking about putting them in like a photo album.
But like there's one
super cute.
I did that one.
That's really pretty.
Where it's like you put the legs up. Like I see this all the time.
I should steal his jersey.
Yeah. If there's any jerseys that he loves, I've done that with a few girls that they'll get like the boyfriend's like basketball jersey or the football jersey.
I would post that on Instagram. That's so cute.
Right. Well, like this one, I really like how that one turned out. She has a football.
Oh, yeah. That's really pretty, too.
So I know you're kind of apprehensive. You're just wanting all.
Yeah. Like, I just want like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want my face in them. I'm scared.
Well, I mean, that's the.
Ooh, I want like ass out. I want like a little more whoa than that.
Boom, boom. I know I have pictures somewhere. That's going to piss me off.
Because I know like, I don't know. I feel like guys just want the
goods. There's something about like the little tease, you know? Oh, damn. So I went to the Snohomish Pie Company.
Oh, damn.
This is so cool. Last year in June, So the Snohomish Pie Company, they opened up another one apparently in like Mukilteo. Or not Mukilteo.
This is like real pie we're talking about, not
actual pie.
Not my pie we're picturing.
Wow. Mount Lake Terrace. There's one in Mount Lake Terrace and there's the one in Snohomish that I grew up going to. The Mount Lake Terrace one looks also really badass. But I was trying to find like what if they still have the deal or not. It's not saying it. But apparently Chrissy Teigen and John Legend came by to that pie company.
Last year?
Yeah, in the one in Mukilteo or Mount Lake Terrace.
Dang, what the hell were they doing there?
They came last year. I think they were doing something nice, and then they threw out the baseball at the Mariners game. I remember that.
Oh.
But they have so much good pie. Get all the pie, Vicky.
I want to take you to get pie now. So I might do that this weekend. Go get some pie.
Do it. You'll take some pie. I'll make sure my pie is looking pristine for our photo shoot. I'm super nervous. One thing I've never done this before, and I've never done nudes. I've never sent anyone any type
any naked.
Of, no, never. Because wow. It's always been I've always been afraid, like, if we end terribly, like, then they're going to be, like, all around.
See, my thing is, like, any of the nude pictures that if anybody were to, like, pull them up, like, I make sure any picture I take and have sent to people, like, I picture, like, what if this gets posted somewhere? Like, one, can they tell it's me? Because I never take a full picture of my face. I always kind of do from like my lip down or my nose down. And I usually do something cute with my lip, like bite it or.
But you have tattoos. Yeah. They of course would know it's you no matter what.
Right. But if I can post and be like, yeah, that's me. Cool. We moving
Here
on
Here are
now?
My boobs.
Yep. Those are my boobs. That's my butt.
Here's
you,
my.
You good? You
what
done?
About your cupcake? Do you ever.
I've done a couple.
Yeah, you have.
Maybe done a video.
Oh!
I mean, my tattoos are in it, but. Nobody's looking
like of you
doing stuff
to your cupcake. Oh,
frosting
nice,
the cupcake, sprinkles on the cupcake.
cupcakes. Yeah, I don't know. So I just have to like. I think he would really appreciate it, and like I would like to think that if anything bad between us did happen, these wouldn't get out. Right. But I have to just own it, and if they do, I'm only gonna give him really beautiful, sexy ones. So I'll be like, hell yeah, that's me.
That's how I think too. It's like if you're worried about something like that, it's just
you're like I look damn good.
Just yeah, like something that you can say. Yeah, someone I loved, I gave them this gift, and they betrayed my trust. And yeah, that's me. I look freaking awesome.
Be jealous. Do you know what I'm also like kind of cool? Like thinking about is I'm like, okay, I'm in my 20s. Like I'm like, I don't know if this is my prime yet, but I feel like. This is, if it's not, like, close to my prime. Like, I need to take pictures, just suck it up, do it, and then in, like, 50 years, just reflect. Just you know, be like, damn, I'm I was, awesome. Like, cool. And now I'm, like, a grandma, and I'm close to death.
It's like, yeah, I'm just an old lady. It's okay.
Yeah, that's what... then I'll, like, remake the pictures in 50 years. I'll call you up, Mickey, can you take my photos again?
It's like, I'm going to need some hair.
That would be so funny on how, like, saggy and wrinkly and...
I mean, there's some, like, grandmas out there that I've seen take some nude pictures that look legit.
Yeah, you're like, damn, grandma.
There's this one gal I always see her on Pinterest. Like, she's in her 60s, but she's got long white hair.
Oh, she had, like, a big old tattoo. I actually know who you're talking about.
Like, she looks so cool.
Goals.
Right, hashtag goals.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing. And if you have any other ideas or how you would like to be presented...
Yeah,
with like, that gift.
Yeah, what suggestions?
And,
like, yeah.
Like a picture in a card or like a t-shirt or like a mug or like a pillow.
Like, do you think I don't want to say that it's not appropriate, but it's like, how should she go about it? And is like, yeah, any positions or poses that you might recommend?
Yeah, because I also want it to be like a cute way of being like, this is what's going on tonight, babe. Here we go.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh gosh, I feel the pain already.
Well, on that note, I think this is a good place to end.
We gotta go shopping for all my outfits.
Yay, this is gonna be so much fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, hit us up, guys, and see you later.
Bye.